Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
They say the pathway to hell is paved with good intentions. They also say that because a significant portion of the population is doing certain drugs recreationally, those drugs should be legalized for massive personal consumption regardless of the associated dangers. The they are politicians looking to curry favor with their constituents and the amen media who think they have a wonderful feel-good story. Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford filed a lawsuit accusing dozens of drug manufacturers and distributors of propagating the state's deadly opioid epidemic. Among the 40 defendants named in the lawsuit, Ford included CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart. The lawsuit accuses drug manufacturers of pushing doctors to prescribe addictive medication while downplaying the side effects. Plus, the lawsuit alleges distributors supplied many more opioids than justified for the Nevada market. They claim it was a conspiracy to flood our communities with dangerously addictive drugs and to deceive regulators so they could continue to sell these pills. So let's look at what this seems to be about. People have presented themselves to doctors to be in pain, sometimes following surgery, sometimes after a fall or some other event. They have asked for help in mitigating the pain. Doctors sought out substances that would help the patients get out of pain and back to a normal, healthy, pain-free life. At the same time they prescribed these pain meds, they warned against the various dangers, including driving or operating heavy machinery while under the influence. They did at various times prescribe refills based on an as-needed basis. Were there times when people became dependent on these drugs? The answer is perhaps yes, it did happen. But was it to the degree that people like Ford claim? Were these numbers of people being addicted to opioids and even dying from overdoses being conflated by the illegal use of street drugs such as heroin? That's possible. There have been many anecdotal reports of people using legal scripts of opioids to manage their pain. When doctors told them they could no longer prescribe additional meds to these people, some of them turned to any source they could find to mitigate the pain. The purity of what they procured on the streets was never guaranteed. People died from dangerously lethal drugs such as fentanyl. Some people have reported their need for opiate-oriented drugs to deal with chronic pain, perhaps due to an injury suffered years before. Now, these same people report that the drugs they used not only reduced their pain, but also allowed them to perform certain jobs and get on with their lives. The claim that distributors supplied more opioids than was justified for the Nevada market is very strange, to say the least. When a new product, any product, hits the market, the manufacturer generally provides more than an ample supply in order to make sure they can meet the demand. Meanwhile, a lot of the same people involved in the crusade against companies that manufacture and sell these drugs are successfully campaigning for the legalization of marijuana and other psychotropic-like drugs. The first call was to legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes, but so many people began to use it recreationally, it's become legal for that purpose as well. Plus, the city of Oakland, California, and the state of Colorado have legalized magic mushrooms, psilocybin, for recreational purposes. They didn't even pretend to include the obligatory first step of the mushrooms being used for medicinal purposes. The lawsuit being brought by Ford and others may be trying to signal that they're doing something to better society, but it seems to appear that they may be using a cannon to swat a fly. They should rethink their approach and work closer with the medical community. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.